Tess, you need a tractor there in Farmersville? I can make you a deal today.
I do kind of need one. I need a sprayer. Do they have a sprayer?
Oh, we got sprayers, honey. Let me. I've talked with Mary Elizabeth. We got any sprayers over here?
We have about 2 R4038s.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good. That'll get it done.
Well, Adam said he was feeling a little charitable that if you come see him today, Tess, he can make you a deal.
I'm thinking make me a deal, yeah.
Okay. We're here. We're a Raider Auction Company for National Ag Week. Everybody wants a deal, Mary Elizabeth.
Absolutely. I don't blame them.
Yeah, well, that's right. You're the same way, right?
Exactly.
Takes one to know one.
That's right.
All right, refreshment. We'll put you on the spot for a minute. How many years here just as Raider Auction? Because I am terrible with time and I pass this place all the time, but then I lose track of how many years. How many years Raider Auction here at this Skyline location have you all been here?
How long have we been here, Amy? Like at least 15.
For reals? That's been that long.
Amy's
doing math.
14.
Yeah, 14 or 15
years is incredible, and Adam was telling me it's just it's an interesting business because it's always changing. Like every time you think you've got something figured out, something changes in the marketplace, and in agriculture, one thing I've learned, one thing affects another.
Absolutely, it changes month to month, year to year.
Now, did you start? What was your first job? I put Adam on the spot. I said, what was the first job he did in the tractor business? What was your first job?
When I was very little, they sent me outside with a bucket picking up rocks. Yes.
Picking up rocks.
Yes, big rocks.
Big rocks.
Yes.
And what was the purpose, do you think?
Just to keep us busy.
And you're like, okay. Well, I asked Adam, did you get paid?
No.
Okay, good. Just good. We call that a character builder.
Yeah, just snacks.
You had no hope. You got into this business just through osmosis with your family. The Raider name is so well known in this business. Did you ever think about doing anything else?
Absolutely, I did. When I was in high school, I thought about going to college for animal genetics.
Okay.
And then I started going to Murray for agronomy.
Right.
And then Dad started with the auction business,
right.
And he branched away, started doing his own thing down here. And he was like, you want to think about changing your major to ag business? And I was like, okay, I will.
Best decision ever.
It was. It was.
It has worked out. We've talked some before, but your dad was a clever man because – he was trading you guys for quite a while. I mean, he would see each. I guess he would see each child's strengths, and he would kind of get you guys plugged into the business a little bit, and that's what makes it such a strong company today.
Absolutely, he saw everybody's different strengths, and he would set us on the right path. And everything that we do, it just comes together and works perfectly.
Do you ever get up and just be surprised about what you're doing now, or did you, once you change your major, were you kind of on this track?
I was on this track.
Yeah. What's the most challenging thing? I asked Adam this. What's the most challenging thing about sitting in your chair here at Raider Auction?
It is so hard to live up to Dad's legacy.
Well, I would. That's spot on right there because I mean he was a legend in the business, and to carry that on, it's you don't do that easily.
That's for sure.
Because it's working with people, but I heard you have a lot of good advisors too that come in, some older folks that come check in on you from time to time.
Absolutely. A bunch of Dad's friends, they still come in, they call us, see how we're doing, make sure everything's going fine.
Now you've got an auction. You guys are working now for a big auction coming up on the 24th of next month, right?
Yes, sir. We have an auction April 24th. We're looking mostly for hay and planting equipment.
Okay, so if you know somebody, and you might think about that. You also do business every day, so if somebody wanted to come in, if they're looking for something in particular, probably a good way to start is your website, I would think. Do you have all your equipment up there at RaiderAuctionCompany.com?
Yes, we have all of our equipment on RaiderAuctionCompany.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. I post a picture of every single piece of inventory that we have, and it has a brief description and what we're asking for it.
One thing I know, and there's not a lot I know about farming, one thing I know, it's not a 9-to-5 deal. You work with people. You'll work around their schedule. So if there's a certain piece of equipment they want to come by and see in person, I mean, just call and ask. It doesn't cost anything to ask if maybe they can meet them or work out something because you're all about customer service here.
Exactly. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. But if you cannot come at those times, of course, just give us a call. We don't mind meeting you up here Saturday evening on a Sunday. We don't mind. Farmers don't have a set schedule, so we like to help them as much as we can.
If I'm looking or I'm looking to sell something, what's the best way to contact Raider Auction Company?
You can call our main line phone, 270-962-7273. You can reach Adam on his cell phone. You can reach me, any of us on our cell phones. We'll answer.
A live operator will be standing by, so you will be put on hold forever. But any question, and a lot of times people might be hesitant, but listen, no harm, no foul. But if you don't call, if you don't make the call to Raider Auction and ask, you're never going to know.
Exactly.
All right. Terrific. All right. Well, Adam acts like he's working. Do you think he's playing solitaire, or is he looking at equipment over there?
There's no telling with him.
He's got kind of a poker face, too. Well, come in. We'll give Adam something to do today. We're off Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville at Raider Auction Company for National Ag Week. We'll be visiting with more folks coming up on WKDC.